ohrabreni da hodamo sa njim još bliže.
And my prayer for today is that God will speak to us.
I moja molitva za večera, za danas je da nam Bog govori.
That he would change us.
Da bi nas on menjao.
And we really we would leave different as we came in.
I da odemo drugačiji nego što smo došli.
But before we actually go into the text, let me pray.
Ali pre nego što zaista počnemo naš čas, hajde se molimo.
And then we'll see what Lord has for us.
I da vidimo šta Gospod ima za nas.
Let's bow our heads.
Hajde pognemo glave.
Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this wonderful place.
Dragi Gospode, hvala ti toliko za ovo divno mesto.
I thank you for every single person in here.
Zahvaljujem ti za svaku osobu ovde.
But most of all, thank you that you are here.
Ali najviše hvala ti što si ti tu.
When we desire to walk with you.
Kada mi čeznemo da hodamo sa tobom.
You are always willing to receive us as we are.
Ti si onda uvek spreman da nas primiš kakvi jesmo.
Lord, many times we come with so much baggage.
Ali često mi dođemo sa toliko tereta na nama.
So many times we come broken.
Toliko od nas dođe slomljeni.
But I pray that tonight as we meet you.
Ali ja se molim da večeras ako sretnemo tebe.
That we will get restored and refreshed.
Da budemo obnovljeni i osveženi.
That may we get encouraged to walk with you more closely.
I da možda budemo i ohrabreni da hodamo sa tobom još bliskije.
May we rededicate our lives to you.
Možda da ponovo samo predamo naše živote tebi.
So Lord, we want to give you this time and space that you would do as you wish.
I zaista želimo da ti damo ovaj prostor i mesto da ti zaista radiš ako ti želiš.
Pray that you open our hearts to receive your words.
Molim se da otvoriš naša srca da primimo tvoju reč.
And I pray that you would just anoint our ears to receive your words.
I molim te da pomažeš naše uši da zaista čujemo tvoje reči.
Lord, we want to just fix our attention on you.
I da možemo da fiksiramo našu pažnju na tebe.
And we love you, Jesus.
Volimo te, Isuse.
We pray in Jesus' name.
I molim se u tvoj imenu.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have a Bible, please turn to Matthew chapter 19.
Ako imate Bibliju, otvorite u Matejevo evanđelje 19. poglavlje.
And we're going to see one of the famous stories.
I vidjet ćemo jednu od poznatih priča.
And there I see a little danger as well. I see a little danger in it as well.
Ali vidim jednu opasnost, danger.
Mm-hmm.
Jednu opasnost u toj priči.
Because I read that, I heard countless Bible studies on it.
Ja, znači, pročitao sam to nekoliko puta, čuo sam nekoliko znači predavanja o ovome.
And I have my own assumptions.
I imam neke svoje pretpostavke.
But let Lord speak to us tonight.
Ali neka nam Gospod govori večeras.
You know, at times we all feel there is something missing.
S vremena na vreme imamo osjećaj da nam nešto nedostaje.
There is longing for more.
Postoji neka čežnja za nečim više.
And it was more visible when we didn't know the Lord.
To je možda bilo vidljivije kada još nismo znali Gospoda.
And whatever this world offers is not enough.
Zato što ono što ovaj svet nudi nije dovoljno.
And tonight we're going to see of a story of a young man who had it all.
Večeras ćemo vidjeti priču o jednom mladiću koji je imao sve.
But whatever was visible on the surface,
yes,
of his life beneath, it wasn't enough.
A ono što je bilo vidljivo na površini njegovog života, u unutrašnjosti, u njegovoj dubini nije bilo dovoljno.
Let's read Matthew chapter 19 verse 16 and 17.
Hajde pročitamo, znači, Matej 19. poglavlje 16. i 17. stih.
Now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into the life, keep the commandments.
I gled pristupi mu neko i reče, dobri učitelju, koje mi je dobro činiti da imam večni život? A on mu reče, što mi kažeš dobri? Jedan je samo dobar, ali ako hoćeš u život ući, čuvaj zapovesti.
We see this young, rich man, and he came to Jesus.
Vidimo ovog mladog bogataša koji je pristupio Isusu.
In the Gospel of Mark, we see it a bit differently.
U Evanđelju po Marku vidimo malo drugačije.
Mark 10:17.
Mark 10. poglavlje, 17. stih.
Now as he was going out on a road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Kaže ovako, i dok je izlazio na put, Isus, dotrči neko, klekne pred njega, pa ga pita, Učitelju dobri, šta mi je činiti da baštinim život večni?
Mm-hmm. If you study the Bible, it's really important to look the stories in different gospels.
Ako si kada proučavao Bibliju, bitno je da priče pogledaš i u drugim evanđeljima.
It will widen your perspective.
Daje ti neku širu perspektivu.
It give you insights what you didn't have.
Daje ti uvid u stvari.
That's why we encourage to study the whole Bible.
Zato mi ohrabrujemo ljude da proučavaju celu Bibliju.
You know, chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
Poglavlje za poglavljem, stih po stih.
Anyway, this was a young rich man.
Znači, ovo je bio jedan mladi bogataš.
He didn't only came, but he came running.
Znači, vidimo da nije samo došao, nego je došao trčeći, dotrčao je.
And in those days, men didn't really run.
U to vreme, muškarci nisu zaista trčali.
It wasn't dignifying.
To nije bilo dostojanstveno.
You know, and but this guy didn't care. He was running, charging towards Jesus.
Ali ovaj mladić nije obraćao pažnju na to. Nije ga bilo briga. On je znači trčao ka Isusu.
In Luke 18:18 we see that he was a ruler.
U evanđelju po Luci 18:18 vidimo da je bio neki imao je titulu vladara.
Probably he was a ruler of a synagogue.
Verovatno je vladao sinagogom, upravitelj.
You know, so he was rich, he was young, we see it in verse 22.
Znači, bio je mlad, bio je bogat, i in Matthew?
In verse 22.
Znači, u 22. stihu vidimo.
And he was a ruler of a synagogue.
Vidimo da je bio upravitelj sinagoge.
People would look up to him.
Ljudi su gledali na njega.
In these days he would be a celebrity.
Znači, u ovo vreme on bi bio ono VIP.
Mm-hmm. This we say VIP.
Yeah.
Brilliant. He was a VIP, very important person. But people look up to him and respected him.
Znači, ljudi su gledali na njega i poštovali su ga.
You know, because he was running to Jesus, it means there was a sense of urgency.
Zbog toga što vidimo znači da je on trčao ka Isusu, vidimo imamo osećaj neke hitnosti.
He knew that he didn't have eternal life.
On je znao da on nema večni život.
And there was a hole in his soul.
I postala jedna rupa, jedna praznina u njegovoj duši.
He also kneeling before him.
Vidimo da je kleknuo pred Isusom.
And there was a sense of humility.
To je jedan pokazuje jedan osjećaj poniznosti.
You know, when we come to Jesus, we will ultimately humble ourselves.
Kada dođemo do Isusa, na kraju treba znači da se ponizimo.
Humility will put you in the right perspective.
Poniznost te stavlja u ispravnu perspektivu.
In other words, we get to worship.
Drugim rečima, dođeš na taj deo gde dođeš do slavljenja.
This young man called Jesus a good teacher.
Ovaj mladić naziva Isusa dobrim učiteljem.
And Jesus what he does, he's calling him out on that.
I Isus šta kaže? Proziva mladića zbog ovoga.
You know, what's Jesus mean to him?
Sorry?
What's Jesus mean to him?
Da li je Isus bio ovde zao prema ovom mladiću?
I don't think so.
Ne mislim.
I think he was just really cutting right to the chase of the issue.
Isus ovde odmah znači ide u srž stvari.
So he is calling him out on that he's calling him teacher.
Znači proziva ga, znači tog mladića zbog toga što je Isusa nazvao dobrim učiteljem.
You know, a good teacher, he said, yeah. And he was embarrassed.
I ovaj mladić se osjećao postiđenim, posramljenim.
Probably this young man, this young famous man, was never embarrassed, not publicly.
Možda ovaj poznati mladić, nikad nije bio javno ponižen.
But Jesus is trying to say something to him.
Ali Isus ovde pokušava nešto da mu kaže.
In Ecclesiastes 7:20, we can read this.
U knjizi propovednika, you gonna read it?
Okay. For there is no just man on earth who does good and does not sin.
U knjizi propovednika kaže, ne postoji pravedan čovek koji radi dobro i ne čini greh.
So what Jesus is saying to him that Are you calling me God?
Isus njega pita, jeli, da li ti mene možda nazivaš Bogom?
You know, because are you calling me good that I never do anything wrong?
Ako mi kažeš da sam dobar, to znači da nisam uradio ništa loše.
By calling me good, are you agreeing that I'm a God?
Sa time što me zoveš dobrim, onda priznaješ da sam ja Bog.
But let's unpack this story furthermore.
Sorry?
Let's unpack this story.
Hajde otpakujemo malo priču ovu, još malo.
This man asked him that, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Znači, ovaj mladi se pitao Isusa, šta dobro da uradim da bi nasledio večan život?
He came to Jesus by assumption that eternal life may be obtained by doing.
On je došao do Isusa sa pretpostavkom da večni život može da dobije ili da nasledi radeći nešto dobro. Znači, radeći nešto.
And this is happening today as well.
I to se dešava i danas.
Many people will think that because I did something good, I got to heaven.
Mnogi ljudi misle, hej, pa ja sam uradio nešto dobro, idem u nebo.
And unfortunately, even Christians do have the same attitude.
I nažalost, i neki hrišćani imaju sličan stav.
I must work my salvation out.
Moram nekako da radim za svoje spasenje.
You know, with my good works, I will prove myself to God, so he surely must bless me.
Moja dobra dela, dokazat ću sebe pred Bogom, pa će on da me blagoslovi.
But what Jesus says here.
Ali šta Isus kaže ovde?
But if you want to enter into the eternal life, keep the commandments.
Isus mu kaže, ako želiš da dobiješ večan život, drži zapovesti.
In other words, okay, rich young ruler, if you want to approach me by doing something, let's see how you're doing.
Dobro, mladi upravitelju, ako želiš da priđeš meni delima, onda da vidimo kako ćeš to da uradiš.
Matthew 19, 18 and 19.
Matej 19, 18 i 19.
He said to him, which ones, Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
I pitao je upravitelj koje zapovesti da držim. I kaže Isus, ne ubij, ne čini preljube, ne ukradi, ne svedoči lažno. Poštuj oca i majku i ljubi svog bližnjega kao samog sebe.
And he quoted really Exodus 20.
I on je citirao, Isus je citirao knjigu Izlaska 20.
When Moses received the Ten Commandments.
Kada je Mojsije primio 10 zapovesti.
We know we have Ten Commandments.
Znači, postoje 10 zapovesti.
And they're really broken in two groups.
I koje su, tih 10 su podeljene u dve grupe.
The first four commandments.
Prve 4 zapovesti.
The relationship between you and your God.
Su u vezi zajedništva ili odnosa između tebe i Boga.
And the rest 6 commandments.
A ostali 6.
This is how you deal with your neighbor and with your people. So it's vertically.
A ostali 6 jesu horizontalne. Kako se ophodiš prema svojim bližnjima, onima koji su oko tebe.
And what Jesus did here, he just named the easy commandments.
I ono što Isus ovdje uradio, nabrojao je samo one lake zapovesti.
He also added the from Leviticus 19 that you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
I dodao je iz treće Mojsijeve, voli bližnje kao samog sebe.
And I personally like to call this a good guy code.
Ja volim da nazovem ove zapovesti kodeks dobrog dečaka.
Okay, I'm a good guy.
Pa dobro, ja ovo držim, ja sam dobar dečko.
I don't steal.
Ja ne kradem.
I didn't murder anyone yesterday.
Juče nikog nisam ubio.
I didn't, you know, lie as much.
Nisam puno lagao.
You know, I didn't, you know, lie about that event.
Nisam lagao u vezi tog događaja.
And I kind of like people.
I nekako, pa mogu da kažem da volim ljude.
I give so many likes on Facebook.
Toliko lajkova dajem na Facebooku.
So this is a good guy code.
Znači, ovo je neki kao kod za dobrog dečka. Kako treba da izgleda jedan dobar dečko.
But let's see what Jesus has to say about this.
A da vidimo šta Isus kaže u vezi ovoga.
In verse 20.
U 20. stihu.
The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack?
Kaže mu mladić, Sve sam to čuvao. Šta mi još nedostaje?
So this man says, okay, Jesus, I done that. I was a good Jewish boy.
I ovaj mladić kaže, Isuse, ja sam to uradio, ja sam bio dobar jevrejski dečko.
And I still feel incomplete.
Ali još uvek osjećam da nisam, da nisam savršen, da nisam potpun.
Hvala. Seemingly, he had it all.
Na očigled imao je sve.
And riches and material blessings of stuff will not satisfy your soul.
Bogatstvo, materijalne stvari neće zadovoljiti tvoju dušu.
You know, we see and hear all these crazy stories about the celebrities.
Mi možemo da čujemo s vremena na vrijeme te lude stvari, lude priče o poznatima.
How they act out of order.
Kako se ponašaju razvratno.
And they get depressed.
I vidimo na kraju da su depresivni.
And some of them even take their own life, like Chester Bennington from Linkin Park band.
I neki čak i to dođu do te da oduzmu sami sebi život, kao ove Bennington iz Linkin Park, znači pevač.
That's what was last year.
To je prošle godine bilo taj slučaj. Poznat je bio.
So there is something happening in this life of this young man.
Znači nešto se dešava u životu ovog mladića.
Let's see what Jesus has to say in verse 21 and 22.
Da vidimo šta Isus ima da mu kaže u stihu 21 i 22.
Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come, follow me. But the young man heard it that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
21. stih. Reče mu Isus, hoćeš li biti savršen? Idi prodaj sve što imaš i podaj siromasima, pa ćeš imati blago na nebu. A onda dođi i idi za mnom. Na tu reč ode mladić žalostan, jer imaše veliki imetak.
Mark described it this way.
Evanđelje po Marku piše ovako.
Then Jesus looked to him and said, looked to him and loved him, and then he said to him.
U Marku piše ovako. Isus ga je pogledao, voleo ga je, zavoleo ga i rekao mu.
You know, Jesus was not like any other scribes and teachers.
Isus nije bio kao ostali učitelji tog vremena.
He loved him and he had compassion on him.
On ga je voleo i imao je sažaljenje ili samilost nad njim.
And this is the true love, the agape love.
I to je prava ljubav, ljubav, agape ljubav.
The unconditional love.
Bezuslovna ljubav.
I love you as you are.
Volim te kakav jesi.
He loved him enough, so he told him the truth.
Voleo ga je, Isus ga je volio dovoljno da mu kaže istinu.
You know, Jesus loves you and he is full of grace and truth, as you can read in John 1:14.
U Ivanovom evanđelju piše, znači Isus te voli, he loves you, and
speaks the truth to you.
Isus te voli i govori ti istinu, kako piše u Ivanovom evanđelju, da je on pun milosti i istine.
He loves you so much that he will not let you as you are. He will unveil the truth to you.
On te toliko voli da ne želi da te pusti, da te ostavi kakav jesi, nego želi da ti pokaže istinu.
Jesus told him three commandments here.
Isus mu je rekao ovde tri zapovesti.
First he told him, go and get rid of your riches.
Prva stvar, idi i prodaj svoje bogatstvo.
Give it to the poor.
Daj siromasima.
After you did that, come to me.
Kada si to uradio, dođi meni.
You know, and that was lastly the invitation to follow him.
I to je pozivnica ili poziv da ga sledi.
You know, there needs to be change of heart.
Mora da postoji ta promjena u srcu.
Jesus said to the Nicodemus as well that unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Isus je rekao Nikodemu, dok neko nije nanovo rođen, ne može da vidi carstvo Božje.
To see him, we need to be born again.
Da ga vidiš, moraš biti nanovo rođen.
And that birth comes by accepting Jesus as a personal savior and God.
A to rođenje dolazi prihvaćanjem Isusa kao svog ličnog spasitelja i Boga.
You know, in those days, wealth was considered as spiritual rightness before God.
U to vreme bogatstvo se smatralo kao duhovni blagoslov od Boga.
They were told that material possessions were actually if you had material possessions, you were right before God.
Bili su učeni ljudi tog vremena da ako imaš materijalno, znači ako si materijalno zbrinuti dobro, i onda si u stvari pravedan pred Bogom.
And what is Jesus doing here? He's breaking down those walls.
I ovdje ono što Isus radi da ruši te zidove.
Do you not think that that is sign of spirituality?
Nemoj da misliš da je to znak duhovnosti.
God said something similar to Abraham.
Bog je nešto slično rekao Abrahamu.
In Genesis 22.
U knjizi Postanka 22.
Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there on a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
Uzmi svog sina Izaka kojeg voliš i odvedi ga na brdo Moriju. Take him to the Mount Moriah.
I'm taking to the mountain and I will tell you which place you need to.
I reću ti dalje šta da radiš.
So why was Jesus so strict to this young man and God so strict with Abraham?
Zašto je Isus tako direktan ovom mladicu i Bog zašto je direktan bio prema Abrahamu?
Maybe this was too important to let it go.
Možda to bilo previše važno da bi samo tako lako pustio.
Let's get it real, let's not play around.
Hajde budemo realni, nemojmo se igrati.
I want you to get this.
Ja želim da učiniš ovo.
Do we need to be poor to have eternal life?
Do we need to be poor? Da li trebaš da budeš siromašan onda da bi imao večan život?
You know, but what is Jesus doing here? He's pointing on some bigger issue.
Ono što na što Isus pokazuje ovdje da on stvari pokazuje na jedan veći problem.
He is real Jesus and he will be real to you.
On je pravi Isus i on će biti pravi Isus i tebi.
And he wants to change your heart.
I on želi da promijeni tvoje srce.
The problem of this young man in his life was his riches.
Problem koji ima ovaj mladić u svom životu je bilo njegovo bogatstvo.
Money was his god.
Novac je bio njegov bog.
But it's funny, he was not even able to keep the first commandment.
Interesantno, on nije bio u stanju da održi ni prvu zapovest.
You shall have no other gods before me.
Prva zapovest glasi: nećeš imati druge bogove preda mnom.
You know, whatever comes before Jesus is a problem.
Šta god stane između tebe i Isusa je problem.
Money was a monster in his life, for he need to get rid of.
Novac je bio to čudovište u njegovom životu koje je trebao da se reši.
So many times rich people don't realize they need for Christ because they take comfort in their riches.
Često se dešava da imućni ljudi ne vide svoju potrebu za Bogom, za Isusom, jer svoju utehu nalaze u svojim materijalnim stvarima.
But what Jesus wanted to do, he wanted him to put his trust in him, not on his possessions.
A ono što Isus hteo da ovaj mladić stavi svoje pouzdanje u njega, ne u svoje bogatstvo.
The sad outcome of this story that he went away sorrowful.
Tužan ishod ove priče je da je ovaj bogataš otišao kući tužan.
He missed the invitation.
On je propustio tu pozivnicu.
Jesus says that come to me all you labor and are heavy laden and I will give you rest in Matthew 11:28.
U Mateju 11:28 kaže Isus: dođite k meni svi koji ste umorni i opterećeni.
The invitation is for those who labor, who are heavy in labor.
Znači pozivnica glasi za one koji su opterećeni.
To follow the law is a very difficult job.
To follow the Lord?
No, the law.
The law, okay. Znači, slediti zakon, 10 zapovesti, je veoma teško.
It is a heavy burden indeed.
To je zaista težak teret.
630 commandments to live by.
613 zapovesti su spojene u svetu.
Galatians 5:1 says,
u Galacijanima 5:1 piše:
do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Nemojte se ponovo uplesti u jaram, znači ropstva.
Am I laboring under the law?
Da li ja radim pod zakonom?
You know, because what Jesus wants to do, he wants to leave that heavy burden off.
Dali sam ja opterećen zakonom, zato što Isus želi da uzme taj težak teret.
He offers a true rest.
Isus nudi pravi odmor.
And the rest means peace with God.
A odmor znači mir sa Bogom.
Let's read verse 23 and 24.
Aj čitamo 23. i 24. stih.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Surely I say to you that it is hard for the rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I say to you, it is easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
A Isus reče svojim učenicima, "Zaista kažem vam, teško će bogataš ući u kraljevstvo nebesko. Ponovo vam kažem, lakše je kamili ući kroz iglene uši nego bogatašu u kraljevstvo Božje."
Again, do I need to be poor to enter the kingdom of God?
Ponovo, da li trebam da budem siromašan da uđem u Božje kraljevstvo?
Do I need to have a restricted lifestyle so I be miserable?
Da li treba da imam neki jako redukovan ili smanjen način života da bi ušao u kraljevstvo Božje?
And again, it's not about that.
Ponovo, ne radi se o tome.
Jesus is pointing out the issue in the life of this young man.
Isus ovde naglašava problem života ovog mladića.
Because that was his God, the riches.
Znači, zato što je bogatstvo bilo Bog tog mladića.
You know, you can be rich, poor, educated, uneducated.
Možeš biti bogat, siromašan, obrazovan, neobrazovan.
Any nationality.
Bilo koje nacionalnosti.
Common person or celebrity.
Može biti obična osoba ili poznata osoba.
The invitation here for everyone is here for everyone.
Isusova pozivnica, Isusov poziv je za svakoga.
Because in Romans 2:11 there is no partiality with God.
U Rimljanima piše kod Boga nema pristrasnosti.
We all have an equal invitation for salvation.
Mi imamo jednake pozive za spasenje.
Let's talk about eye of the needle.
Hajde vidimo ovdje što je spomenuto iglene, uši iglene.
So many times I imagined real camel walking on a little needles.
Toliko sam često zamišljao pravu kamilu koja hoda na pravim iglama.
That picture was silly and ridiculous.
Ta slika je jako zaista smešna.
Eye of the needle was actually a gate.
Iglene uši je u stvari jedna kapija.
The side gate next to the main gate.
To je sporedna kapija koja je pored glavne kapije.
So fortified city.
To je grad koji je utvrđen.
Would have a main gate.
Znači, jedan utvrđen grad ima glavnu kapiju.
The main gate would be shut during the night.
I u ovom slučaju glavna kapija bi se zatvarala noću.
And only tiny gate would be there to enter in.
I samo ta sporedna kapija bi bila otvorena za ulaz.
So if you would have your camel,
tako da ako imaš svoju kamilu,
you could go through, but the camel would have a problem.
Da prođeš sa kamilom bio bi problem.
Because it would have all the stuff on the back.
Zato što kamile su obično natovarene.
And this is really important to see. This is really important to see.
I ovo je veoma važno da vidimo.
The only way for camel to enter into the gate would be unload all the stuff we had from the back and crawl on the knees to go through the gate.
Jedini način kako bi kamila mogla da uđe kroz tu kapiju je da se sav teret skine sa kamile, da kamila klekne na svoja kolena, jer to može da uradi, i tako bi samo mogla da uđe kroz tu kapiju.
Doesn't this paint an amazing picture to us?
Da li nam ovo ne pokazuje jednu divnu sliku?
The only way to enter the kingdom of God.
Jedini način da uđeš u kraljevstvo Božje.
To take off, unpack all the unnecessary burden.
Jeste da skineš sav nepotreban teret.
And get on your knees.
Da dođeš na svoja kolena.
Humble yourself before God and he shall lift you up.
Da se poniziš pred Bogom i on će te uzdignuti.
You got to realize your need on him.
Trebaš da prepoznaš svoju potrebu za njim.
Let's finish 25 and 26.
Hajde završimo sa 25. i 26. stihom.
When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men it is impossible, with God all things are possible."
Čuvši to, učenici se silno snebivahu govoreći, ko se onda može spasiti? A Isus upre u njih pogled pa im reče, ljudima je to nemoguće, ali Bogu je sve moguće.
With man it is impossible.
Sa čovjek, ljudima je nemoguće.
We cannot earn by our works and righteousness to get into the kingdom of God.
Svojim
by your works okay. And righteousness.
Sa našim delima i sa našim našom pravednošću ne možemo ući u nebesko kraljevstvo.
That is the impossible way.
To je nemoguće.
You know, but God made a way.
Ali Bog je načinio način.
You know, the provision comes through his son Jesus Christ.
I to je njegov Boži način je kroz Isusa Krista njegovog sina.
He died for my shortcomings, for your shortcomings, so you may be reconnected with the Father.
On je umro za moje i za tvoje grehe, da možemo ponovo biti spojeni sa Bogom, sa Ocem.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me.
Isus je rekao, ja sam put, istina i život. Niko ne dolazi ka Ocu osim kroz mene.
By believing in him, you will have eternal life.
Verujući u njega, ti imaš večni život.
I don't have to do anything anymore.
Više ne moram ništa da radim.
It is not by my merits, but by his blood on a cross.
Nije mojim delima, nego njegovom krvlju na krstu.
When I trust him, when I depend on him and believe in him.
Kada mu verujem, kada se uzdam u njega,
then is when you can see the kingdom of God.
Onda mogu da vidim kraljevstvo Božje.
Maybe some of us are here tired of working hard.
Možda su neki od nas ovde umorni od teškog rada ili teškog truda. To je težak teret.
Jesus desires to free us tonight.
Isus želi da nas oslobodi večeras.
He doesn't need our works.
Njemu nisu potrebna naša dela.
He desires us. He desires our hearts.
Isus čezne za našim srcima.
And the same as to young man, it is so important to get this tonight.
Isto kao i ovaj mladić, bitno je da razumemo to večeras.
To believe on him.
Da verujemo u njega.
To have rest in him.
Da imamo odmor u njemu.
Is that when we really can be connected with him?
Onda zaista možemo biti povezani sa njim.
That means to be in the kingdom of God.
To znači biti u kraljevstvu Božjem.
Let's pray.
Hajde se molimo.
Dear Lord, we want to thank you so much for this story.
Dragi Gospode, toliko ti zahvaljujem za ovu priču.
That you took your time and you talked directly to this young man.
Da si odvojio svoje vreme i govorio si direktno ovom mladiću.
And we believe that you're speaking directly to us as well.
Ja verujem da ti govoriš i nama također.
And Lord, we want to confess that we are getting very tired.
Ja želim da priznam da mi zaista se zamaramo.
By trying to earn your blessings.
Trudeći se da zaradimo tvoje blagoslove.
It is a heavy laden.
A to je zaista težak teret.
I thank you so much that you are calling us to you and you desire to give us rest.
Ja ti toliko zahvaljujem da nas ti zoveš i želiš da nam daš odmor.
Lord, we coming to you.
Gospode, mi dolazimo tebi.
So many times broken.
Toliko često slomljeni.
Tired or lost.
Umorni ili izgubljeni.
But we know that by your feet we find refreshment.
Ali znamo da kod tvojih nogu možemo naći osveženje.
Lord, we wanna believe in you.
Mi želimo da verujemo, da se uzdamo u tebe.
Just to realize that your cross covered it all.
Samo da shvatimo da želimo da shvatimo da tvoj krst pokriva sve.
And we are accepted as we are.
I da nas ti prihvataš kakvi jesmo.
Jesus, thank you so much that your blood gave us righteousness.
Isuse, hvala ti toliko puno da što mi je tvoja krv dala pravednost.
Right standing before God.
I možemo da stanemo pred Bogom.
It was your work.
To je bilo tvoje delo.
It was your body which was nailed on a cross.
Tvoje telo je bilo na krstu.
It was your blood which was running down.
Tvoja krv je tekla dole.
And it was your sacrifice.
To je bila tvoja žrtva.
And this is our righteousness.
A naša je pravednost.
Only surrendering and accepting who you are.
Samo prihvatajući ono ko si ti.
And tonight we want to take a moment to thank you for the cross.
I večeras želim samo da ti uzem trenutak da ti zahvalim za krst.
The sacrifice you made, Father.
Tu žrtvu koju si doneo.
You gave it all so we can be with you right now.
Ti si dao sve da možemo biti sa tobom sada.
We desire to confess our love to you.
Mi želimo da predamo svoju ljubav tebi.
And we are eternally grateful for what you have done for us.
I večno smo zahvalni za ono što si uradio za nas.
And I pray that you would give us rest.
Ja se molim da nam daš odmor.
Peace with you.
Mir sa tobom.
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Molimo se u imenu dragocenog imena Isusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.